Welcome to Doing My Part for the Left. This is Refinish 69, your host. Doing My Part for the Left is a proud member of
the Progressive Podcast Network.
ProgressivePodcastNetwork.org.
Be sure and check out some of the other great shows over at the ProgressivePodcastNetwork.org. It's a group of people doing the same thing that I'm doing, trying to get the message out, trying to make this a better place for everyone, trying to get people involved. And that's what it's all about, folks. We have to get involved. We cannot expect elected officials to do it all. We have to make sure we elect the right people, and then we have to hold their feet to the fire to make sure they do the job we elect them to do. We've all been sadly disappointed by the majority that we elected to the U.S. Congress in 2006, and part of the reason for that disappointment is because we elected a lot of conservative Democrats who really don't hold the same ideals that we do. In 2008, we have a chance to take back the White House, make sure that we have an incredible majority in the Congress, also in the U.S. Senate. But we have to make sure that we're actually electing people that will do what we say do when they get there. I'm sick of the so-called blue dog Democrats who side with the Republicans more times than they do with the actual Democrats when it comes to voting on the real issues, such as ending the war, equal rights for all Americans. It's time to stop this. We have to make sure that we elect people that will actually do what we've sent them to Washington to do. Now, I'm going to find a song to start the show out, and then we'll go on from here.
Sunday morning, I heard the preacher say, "Thou shalt not kill." I don't wanna hear nothing else about killing, and that is God's will. Trust in
That was I Hope by the Dixie Chicks from their CD, The Long Way Home. And I love what the song talks about. It talks about making a difference, not just listening to the hype and letting things keep going. We've heard how people talk. We've heard how people posture. But we want to see some difference. One of the things that I'm doing to try and make a difference, I'm actually going to the Texas State Democratic Convention in June here in Austin as a delegate for Barack Obama. I'm supporting Barack Obama's candidacy 100%. Barack Obama is the best hope for a change or a difference in America because of the people he's reaching across to. He's reaching young, old, rich, poor, black, white, Asian, all ethnic groups of every kind, and people are excited. And yes, it's different. There's a different feel in the air, and I haven't felt that feeling in a long time, and I've been involved in politics since I was 8 years old, and I'm now 49, will be 50 in November, and I'm ready to see a change. Yes, a lot of people say it's just hype and it's just words, but let's remember, words through history have made some of the biggest differences ever in the history of man. Especially when those words are followed by actions. And I believe this time the actions will come because people are excited and people are involved and will stay involved. And we've got to make sure that that happens. April 4th was the 40th anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. He was one of the greatest orators of modern time. And the reason being is because he had such a strong use of the human language. But he also reached people, and he brought an excitement and a need and a desire for change to everyone that knew him or that heard his words. Now, of course, there were people that despised him, and we know that. That's one of the reasons why he was killed. But I remember, I was 9 years old when Martin Luther King was killed, and I remember having heard his speeches, and I still remember hearing the news and being shocked that this great man had been killed. Growing up in a small town in North Carolina, I had heard him called many things besides great, but disagreed with those who wanted to teach racism and continue the history of injustice in America. I was just a small, scared white boy, but I knew things were not right. I remember going to school the next day. Schools had not been desegregated yet, but there were a few black children who attended Bridges Elementary School where I went. Jetta Knight was in my class and sometimes a friend. Her eyes were red, and you could tell she'd been crying. I tried talking with her, but the words sounded so fake and unreal even to my young ears. I could not understand the loss the black community was feeling, but I could feel the deep sadness. Our housekeeper, Annie, had the same sense of sadness and resignation about her that morning when she arrived at the house. Annie was my second mom, and I ran to her and I cried in her arms as she patted me on the back and said, "Hush, child, things will be okay. We will survive this." I really didn't understand what she meant. But as the years have gone by, I realized she meant that black Americans would survive the killing of their great leader, as they had survived many hardships before and would survive the ones ahead. In school the day after, a sudden stir started in the halls and classroom. There was a crowd of people marching down Panola Street. They were singing "We Shall Overcome" and holding hands. They were coming out of East Harbor, the black neighborhood, and marching towards the Tar River. The teachers were scared and had no idea what to do, but soon an announcement was made. We were all being sent home. Our parents had been called, and we would be released to an adult or taken home by bus. I rode home with a neighbor as my mom was running an errand for her job, and this was way before cell phones. When I arrived home, Annie wanted to know what was going on. I explained as well as I could, and she just stood there listening, and I could see the worry on her face and the fear. I soon heard singing and ran out on the porch and looked towards Main Street. The crowd I had seen on Panola Street had grown massive in my eyes by the time they'd made it to the Tar River and then back down Main Street to where I lived. There must have been 500 or more people marching and singing, "We Shall Overcome." As I stood there, transfixed by this deep sadness and raw pain that was in the voices, I felt the need to join in the singing and the marching. I started singing in my tiny voice and started off the porch to go and join the people on Main Street. Annie grabbed me by the shoulders and hugged me and said, "You are a sweet boy, but you need to stay here. This is not the time to go getting involved. Your day will come to help, but today isn't it. Just remember this day and what you're feeling, and you will know when the time is right." I turned and looked at her and watched the tears stream down her face. Annie was crying, and I don't even know if she realized it at all. I buried my head in her chest and cried along with her. To this day, I remember the sadness and hopelessness I felt as I saw all these people marching and singing. I knew things had to change, and would, but not how they would change. I am still fighting for those changes and working to make this a better America and world for all people. The speeches of Martin Luther King Jr. still ring in my ears from the TV broadcasts and replays I've heard of them since. His words speak to me now as much as they ever did. I have a dream that one day down in Alabama, with its vicious races, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day, right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low, and the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. These words mean so much to me. I have watched the struggle for civil rights, which is still going on, people, whether you believe it or not, in this country and definitely across the world. I've watched as friends were hurt and even killed, not only for the color of their skin, but for who they loved. And it has to stop. We have to fight back. We have to fight the racism and the bigotry, and we cannot stop. And that's what I've been doing for the majority of my life, and I'm not quitting now. I've decided that no longer can I just be involved in issues and certain campaigns. I have started getting involved in the actual Democratic Party itself. I'm a precinct chair here in Travis County. This June, as I said, I'm going to be a delegate for Obama at the state convention. And I'm also going to be running for Senate District Committeeman for Travis County. As the male counterpart, there's a male and a female elected from each Senate district to help run the Texas Democratic Party, to start reaching out and trying to make a difference in more ways. Because I really believe we have to take the strength and this new vitality that has happened in the party because of the excitement of this election year and make sure we bring these people into the fold, get their ideas, and get them involved. We have to reach out to every community. One of the things I will be doing is going to different Democratic club meetings and progressive club meetings as the Senate District Committee man, if I'm elected, and talking to the people and finding out what they want to have happen, taking their concerns back to the executive committee and talking to them and trying to find ways to work everyone's ideas and everyone's needs into one big tent. Yes. That's the Democratic Party, one big tent. And it's going to mean a lot of work. And it's a non-paid job, of course. But that's not what I'm after. I'm not after money. What I'm after is the satisfaction of knowing that, yes, we can make a difference. And, yes, we can make a difference even here in Texas. We can even make Travis County, which is the bluest county in the entire state, even bluer, and make it more inclusive for all the different people around Travis County and in Texas, and try and help take Texas back from the Republicans and from the people that want to teach hate and divisiveness, because that's what it's all about, folks. We have to do this. We can't wait. Because if we wait, we lose. If we wait for someone else to do it, it never, ever gets done. Now, if you like the sound of what I'm talking about and what I'm trying to do, and also if you want to support the podcast, you can go on the homepage, which is http://refinish69.podomatic.com. And there is a link there to PayPal where you can make a donation to help defray costs for the podcast. And if you'd like to, please feel free to. Any help would be appreciated. Also, you can see some of the designs that I've actually done that I'm featuring in on the homepage with this show, and also there are links to my different design sites where you can go and purchase some of my designs from the different design sites, such as doingmypartfortheleft.com, which is liberal democratic designs, leftoftherainbow.com, which is GLBT political designs, and then one of my favorite stores, which is therubyslippercafe.com, which is just fun GLBT designs. Never know what you'll see, whether it's a t-shirt, a mug, or a bumper sticker that you can use, wear, put on your car, or even buy in bulk and use for fundraising purposes to help you in your civil rights activities. That's what it's all about, folks, is getting involved, and sometimes it takes money to do what we try to do. I'm going to play Up to the Mountain by Patty Griffin for you, and then I'll be back.
I went up to the mountain because you asked me to. Up over the clouds to where the sky was blue, I could see all around. Everywhere I could see all around me, everywhere. Sometimes I feel like I've never been nothing but time. And I'll be working till the day I expire. Sometimes I lay down, no more can I do. But then I go because you asked me to. Some days I look down, afraid I will fall. And though the sun shines, I see nothing. Just over the mountain, the peaceful valley, few come to know. I may never get there ever in this lifetime.
That song is dedicated to Martin Luther King Jr., and it's a beautiful song because, of course, he did not see the other side of the mountain while he was still alive. and actually, I don't think we've quite made it to the other side yet, but I think we're well on our way. I've seen how things have changed so drastically in the lifetime that I've been here. In 49 years, bigotry and racism is not accepted in most places anymore. It still happens, of course, but it is changing. It's even changing for the GLBT community, where we could not be spoken of. We had to hide. Where now most young people don't care one way or another. There will always be bigots. There will always be racists in the world. And we know that. There's no way to get away from the people that are taught from day one to hate just for the sake of hating. That will always happen. But the majority of people are moving away from that. And I truly believe this. But I think we cannot give up our dream of equality for all people. We have to keep fighting, and that's something I will do, and that's something I will do through my politics, through my speaking, through my design work, because it has to be done. Because as I say all the time, if you're not involved, if you're not trying to make a difference, then you're accepting the status quo, and when you accept the status quo, it's your fault also when bad things happen. And yes, I'm on my soapbox again. Get involved, people. Get involved. Find a campaign you believe in. Find an issue that you're passionate about and speak out. If you can't speak out, give money. If you can't give money, bake cookies for the volunteers. Do something. Don't just sit there, because if you just sit there, things will not change. They will stay the same, and it's going to be your fault and no one else's. I'm going to end the show with John Mayer's song, Waiting for the World to Change. It's a beautiful song, but don't wait for it to change. Be part of the change, people. I hope you'll come back soon.